You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
I'm going to tell you guys a little story. I tried out once again the $20 theory last night. It was years ago when I read an article in Esquire magazine about the $20 theory. I got to put it to the test. The setting last night was a restaurant. Now, I need to throw out a disclaimer. I am not a Scrooge or a Grinch. I'll say it again. I am not a Scrooge or a Grinch. I love the Christmas season. However, are you guys already as sick of Christmas music as I am?
Yes, I mean, somewhat. Really,
it has just become such a joke that everywhere is nonstop Christmas music.
Right.
And I swear when I was younger, this was not the case. We were not inundated with it everywhere we went at all times over a month in advance, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
It's like, come on. So anyway, go to dinner last night. And this restaurant is not only playing nonstop Christmas music, it really is this. We've joked on the show that there's only 12 Christmas songs. There's 10 or 12 Christmas songs. That's it.
Right.
Right? On the first day of Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Holly sure. Jolly, Jingle
Deck
Bells.
The halls. I think there's
Silver
like,
Bells.
Have yourself
Silver Bells.
A Merry Little.
Right. There's 12 songs and they're just redone by every artist 8 million times. So I'm sitting in this restaurant and here is the music that's just, and it's not even good Christmas music. It's just really bad. And after about 15 minutes, the waitress, who was so kind, came over and I said, listen, could I visit with your manager for just a moment?
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yeah, and she's looking at me like, oh, my God, what have I done? And I said, no, it's not a complaint. And I said, you're terrific. Manager named Tom comes walking over. It happens to be there at the same time as the waitress. So I immediately say, hey, she's terrific. I don't know what you're paying her, but pay her more. She's fantastic. Okay, got that out of the way. And then I said, Tom, There's a little theory called the $20 theory that I read about in Esquire magazine. He goes, what's that? I said, the theory is that for $20, you can get anybody to do almost anything.
Oh, right.
You remember that now, Emily?
Almost yes. Anything, yeah.
And I have tried this out before.
You did on a plane.
I've done
you?
It on an airplane.
Yeah.
I've
done it on dates.
I've done
it. This is for you.
So anyway, I said, look, the theory, Tom, is that for $20, somebody will do almost anything. He goes, oh, no, what is it?
Did you really pull out a 20?
I had a 20 sitting on the table.
Excellent. Holy
dance for me,
Christmas
Tom.
Balls.
Right, you gotta dance, Tom.
Right in front of him, the 20 is sitting right there. But this story gets funnier with two things. Because he goes, what do you need? And I said, I'm offering you $20 right now. I said, and I know you're not going to put this in your pocket. You could use this to spiff all your employees who are working here, you know, on a Wednesday night. You can get them all a Starbucks or something. He goes, what do I got to do? I said, you just have to go back there and shut off this Christmas music. The sentence is barely out of my mouth. He's not only kind of shrugging, he's walking away from the table. And he says, you can keep your $20. He goes, I'll do that for free.
Nice. He's sick of it, too.
Tom
yes.
wanted to jump out a window.
He was waiting for one customer,
yeah.
I think, to complain mm-hmm. about it. Although mm-hmm. I wasn't complaining. I just said, I'll give you $20 to change it off of Christmas music
right.
a month in advance.
He probably can't. And then you kind of open that door for him.
But
to shut her down.
But
did he turn it up?
Also, kind of got the last laugh because he immediately took it off of Christmas music.
Oh God, what was the first song? That
Mariah Carey.
Just about. He put it on like the Celine Dion channel.
It's so good.
I am not kidding. It was Celine Dion followed by. Oh, let me see if I made
Amy Grant.
Right.
Oh my God, where is this magical restaurant?
First of all,
it's this horrible, slow Celine Dion song, followed by "In the Arms of the Angels" by Sarah McLachlan.
Why didn't you call me?
Followed by that horrible, cheesy Bryan Adams song, "Everything I Do,
I Do It for You" from Robin Hood. Oh my God, it's so good.
I'm going to burn that place
down.
It's
like the voice of an angel.
So I was like, do I get another 20 out and say, I'll pay you $20 to put it back?
To put this knife into my chest.
On Christmas music.
Check, please.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that did happen last night. So
That was the musical gods laughing at you.
It was.
They were smiting you,
and
Dom Testa.
And I think Tom, the manager, was in the back kind of chortling, you know, that he got me.
So funny.
He put it on the worst music possible.
Everything I do.
Oh my God, so was it good. And Celine Dion came up like every third song.
Yuck.
So.
Seriously, where is this restaurant? I must go there.
I'll tell you. It's one of my favorite places. I'll tell you about
it.
It's a little
mom
and pop
joint.
No, it's a little mom and pop joint. Great food and good prices.
And great music.
Great music. Here's my recommendation. Wait until January. Right. And then go. Or go December 28th or something.
What
like
if
that.
It was Celine Dion singing Christmas? Oh my God, my head would have exploded.
Throw me into traffic.
Listen, my recommendation for every listener is to try the $20 theory. I mean, it does work. And look, the last two times I've tried it, I haven't had to even pay the $20. The lady on the plane swapped seats with me and said, keep your $20. And this guy changed stations and said, keep your $20.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.